Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
It is time for the fireside chats. Good Lord.
One more?
Nah, that one's no good.
That one's no good.
It isn't. What is that what you're doing with your time right now?
Oh, yeah.
He's producing.
Right. He's looking at pictures of people on Instagram. Filtered, not filtered. And now that I'm an expert at filtering, did you ever put my filtered photos up online? They're so good. You can't even tell.
Are they
that
okay?
Last one was the best.
Yeah, they're
fine.
The
last one was the best, yeah.
Which one?
The one yesterday, the Megamind one.
Oh, when I made Megamind on him, I say, I love that. Because I can't believe, you know, I look at it like War of the Roses or WWE. People think these filters are real. It's crazy. They actually think they look like that. People are getting snotty over it.
That'll be the best one for your dating apps.
My Megamind one?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
By the way, this is your new screensaver in my
contact
list.
Oh, it is? The guy
jerking
off in the windows in my neighborhood? Okay. That's what pops up when I don't call you that often, but.
Yeah, it's weird when Alex looks at your phone now. And I'm like, all right, I probably got to change that.
It probably shouldn't
have. Who's calling you?
Yeah. Uncle Touchy. All right, it's time for the fireside chat. So we got people lined up and ready to go there, Bert.
Yep, Henry's ready to go.
Henry is first on the line today. And Henry, the airwaves are all yours on this beautiful Friday. Please don't waste our time. Henry, go. Out loud, Henry. Did you answer it?
Yeah.
Henry? Oh, he's been killed. Henry, are you there?
I'm here.
Where were you?
Henry Hill over there. Jesus.
I was doing something. Anyway, I want to thank you for last week's Guadalupe Squares. I'm looking forward to that $50 Hooter card or Hooters.
Oh, you're very welcome. That was you last week?
That was me, Black.
Oh, you were the Black character. Oh, we didn't get names. We just went with Black and White last week. Okay.
That's all we needed.
I still am the Black. So my first question, John, I have three, and I'll make this quick.
Okay.
Have any of you ever cried in front of the others? Now, not a good cry like when Eric walked out, but a seriously sad cry.
Have we ever cried in front of each other over
stuff?
We
got choked up one time. It wasn't a cry, but with... Alma from the...
Alma got us. I remember another time when the news of Pat Tillman getting shot came, and that Army Ranger called us and read their credo, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I remember getting a cry
about that. Yeah. You talking about your dogs one time got me.
Did it?
Yep.
I don't think we've ever, like, bawled in front of... Like, you had your mom had an issue. I remember that. But that's nothing really...
I was a mess there.
I mean, if you're asking about it, did we ever cry anything over something really silly and gay? No. Bert, we haven't seen you cry yet.
No.
Although I've seen Bert cry.
Well,
yeah.
But not like...
Was he standing in front of the urinal at the time?
Yeah. How am I going to lift this thing? I only make $14,000 a year.
Okay, second question. Would you rather look white and actually be black or sound white and actually be black? And this is very personal to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just basically saying, would you rather be me or you? So you are black, sound white. Would you rather be white and sound black? I think I'd rather be black and sound white.
Open more doors for you?
Well, sure. Well, no, the doors get slammed the second they see my skin. You know that to be true.
Better chance of getting loans.
No, I'm saying I think white people that try to sound black are immediately phony. And I don't think black people that sound white are considered like putting on an act.
Okay. Number three, after Brady, and this is not a food question, who is the biggest name dropper in the room?
In the room?
Yep.
Brady,
it's
funny,
it's Brady. Funny you
let,
ask
let Brady
that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I remember when I was 9 years old and I was having lunch with Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
He told me, don't be that guy.
Yeah,
don't be
not
the name
to drop
dropper.
Names. Well, good. You've learned from me.
I'll smash you.
Dump, bang, bang.
Yeah, that's
Lou Ferrigno's deaf. So did you hear him? Because he didn't hear you. Who's the biggest name dropper in the room? I don't think we drop.
I think that would be you, John.
You think I do?
Toledo, who would he know? Everybody is a criminal. He would know. So he
wouldn't know. I don't know why that is, but okay. Bert knows a lot of people.
Brett, yeah. Brett's people that we don't want to know. Or,
that's right.
You know,
we don't talk about those people.
With the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
We're afraid to talk about those people.
Yeah, Brett's good about not. John. Brett doesn't use names. Yeah, I think I probably would be second then. Yeah, I guess I would be the second one in name dropping.
Who is one that you go? Is there one you go to often?
That I drop names often.
The same person, like you always talk about, you know them.
Like I have, I don't talk about people I know, but
you
I
do
have,
so much with
or probably
Frank.
Caliendo. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if that's name dropping anymore. His career's really fallen off.
Oh, boy. That well's drying up.
Yeah,
you're probably not going to hear it too much.
Let me tell you this: it's costing me money to drop Frank's name, so I don't say it.
Well. Thank you, gentlemen. I always look forward to talking to you, and again, appreciate that win on Guadalupe Squares.
Yeah, what do you do for a living, Henry?
I own a driving school, and I teach a lot of people from India, so I enjoy your Indian accent.
Oh, man, you're the one that
while
I chase.
You're driving?
Where is this driving school? Because I think there's one by my house. I screw with student drivers. I get to do it two or three times a week because there's student driver cars all over. I don't know where the school is.
No, my car is unmarked. I want them to get treated like they would if they were driving a regular car.
Smart.
So I have no markings on my car.
Very smart. And then you let Indians in there.
Yep.
And are they better? Are they good drivers?
I have a lot of air freshener.
All right. You can say that because you're black. That's racist if we say it. Brett loved it too much. Too much. All right. Thank you, Henry.
I have made out with my air conditioning vent on more than one occasion. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Henry, for bigotry.
Drive safe.
Bigotry at its best. Hey, black bigots, we should have a character called the Black Bigot. He just comes on and he's racist and we're like, that's terrible. Yeah. But deep down, we're all laughing.
I'll be there, but I'll be a few minutes late, you know.
We'll have to do it during Fitz's show, which is your morning show. All right. Thank you. What a horrible thing to say that we all know is somewhat true. It's their diet. Look.
Okay.
They say it about us. I went to Australia, and the guy told me Americans stink. First thing. Our diet isn't any good to other people that eat different. We stink, too, to other cultures because we have different smells and get used to it.
You get used to curry and onions after
a while. Yeah, exactly. You're around somebody who eats a ton of onions. Italians smell funny in bunches.
Garlic.
Garlic.
And garlic and sauce and oil and sweat and murder.
And
they smell terrible.
Murder.
The blood of the others. All right. Who's on next?
We got Ashley.
Ashley, are you a girl?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Ashley. Please don't waste our time.
Okay, so I was in a little bit of a road rage incident during the week, and at one point, the guy...
Oh, for God's sakes.
Hang on a second, guys.
Yeah, somebody's playing a child's xylophone behind you. You might want to...
No, that's my work phone, sorry.
Yeah, ignore that.
So the guy that I was in the road rage incident with, at one point, you know, we got close enough to yell at each other. And he yelled at me, "Hey, you look like you suck a lot of dick."
All right. Time out, son.
Okay.
All right. We don't start that old thing over again.
What? And your response?
Shut up, Dad. Move the car.
I do. What's your problem with it?
And you couldn't say anything. You couldn't say anything back because your mouth was full. Sorry, go ahead, Ashley. We're having fun with your big full mouth.
My retort was a little worse.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to beep you, huh?
I said you would know, and I called him a pretty racial slur.
Oh, you went to the N-bomb?
No, I went to the homo F-word.
Oh, you called him a homo F-word. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, you would know, homo F-word. That's pretty strong. Yeah. That's pretty strong anger coming back. Okay, I can accept that.
Okay, so I don't know if that his insult was, was it an insult or was it a compliment?
That he called you a girl who looks like she sucks a lot?
Yeah.
Is that a compliment? I think if you look like you do it a lot, it's an insult. If you do it a lot, it's a compliment.
And I'm good at it!
Yeah, I mean, a girl that looks like that looks like Carol Ann just came out of the TV in Poltergeist.
Okay. I just was like, I don't know if I should take that as an insult or a compliment.
You still haven't answered the question.
Right. Are there stretch marks on your mouth and like you're missing your front teeth? Because that's a girl that looks like she likes that a lot.
Not at all.
All right. So it was an insult. But if you, in fact, are a girl who does it. And you know what? You're right. You know, I'm really going back and forth on this.
You should have been able to just brush it off.
If I said that to a girl at a bar, it would be a compliment. If I was, like, sitting next to him, like, you know what you look like? You look like a girl who sucks a lot of it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So it depends on where you are that you could take it as a compliment.
Yeah, it's regional. In India, it's not a compliment. In Italy, it's a huge compliment. Are you?
What?
That girl?
India?
No.
No.
Was that a compliment?
Was he right?
No.
No, you're not.
And is it a compliment or?
Yeah, do you consider it a compliment? I guess it's how you take it.
No, I don't know. That's what I was just like. I don't know if that's in a guy's, for, you know, for a girl. No, I don't think that's probably an insult. But for a guy, I don't know. You know, is that something that you guys would say? If, like you said, I guess it depends on where you're at.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't think I want to be around a girl who looks like that. That's what she does. Like to me, I'm right. Picturing a girl with handles on her head and. Like she looks like she's got a propensity to start doing that at any minute. But I like a girl who, like, I think it's a good thing for a girl to want to do that all the time.
Right.
Okay. Are you that?
But in what?
Are you one that wants to do it a lot?
Well, no, I'm married, so.
No, so you don't, so you've destroyed his life, and now you hate it, right?
Poor guy.
Yeah. Okay. I see. Well, there you go. When's the last time you? You know what? To spend the weekend this weekend giving that guy some mouth hugs.
Okay, I will.
Why wouldn't you? Why? What's the big? Why not? He would love it.
Oh no! And it's not a big deal.
Okay. But, well, that's.
Yeah, I mean, when we were younger, of course, that was all the time. But you know, it's just one guy.
Kind of grow out of it.
But it's just one guy. That's the whole thing. You guys talk us into is just one at a. You don't want another guy, right?
I think that's a lot more work.
You're confused.
I'm hanging up.
All right. You've confused us. Now we're getting angry at women.
Oh,
you know what?
I'm
you
sorry.
Look like you said. Never mind. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you would know. You would know.
Drive better. That's the moral of this thing is drive better.
It's it was a blow your, vacation.
Yeah. It was your fault that this thing got out of hand because you drove like an idiot. I'm sure of it. Yeah. What was the road rage over?
Well, I was trying. I had my signal on to get into the lane, and he sped up to where I couldn't get over, so I swerved at him. And I was in a big truck, and he was in a
right.
little car.
You tried to hit someone for just not noticing your turn signal.
No, he deliberately sped up.
And you deliberately tried to hit him.
And you've never done that.
Yeah, there's a thing called right of way.
Yeah, that's right. He had that lane, and he didn't want to give it to you.
Yeah, but I'm in a big truck. Get out of my way.
All right. See, this you caused this problem.
There it is.
All right, there you go. You look like, you know what? You might look like one of those ladies he's talking about. Well, I want to see you on the road because I think I could identify you now. All right, Ashley, thank you very much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
You too, thank you.
There you go. That was a good one. I don't know if that is a compliment or not. Who's next?
The guy hung up, but I think this is him again. He knew Father Dale's right-hand man.
Francisco or something.
I think it's Mike. But,
Mike, are you
Paul.
There? Paul? Mike? Apostle Paul?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. Do you have a name?
Yeah, my name's Andy. I'm sorry. I'm in line to get COVID tested right now.
Oh, Andy's nice. A different guy. Well, all right, Andy, tell us. Why? Are you feeling the symptoms?
No, a coworker that we're in landscaping. We work outside, but...
You got exposed.
You got it, and I was close to him, so I'm just covering my bases.
Again, do you manage the landscape team? You sound like
one. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured. So you're not a foul.
I'm a gringo.
Because he sounds like the white guy.
Because he sounds like the guy that would organize the operation. All right, go ahead. Why are you calling us?
So I did call in earlier, but I lost the call. Father Dale,
yes.
His right-hand man, Phil Banowitz, was my baseball coach.
Yes.
In high school at Seton. And I just did you ever see Phil walking around at Dobson High?
Trolling
people?
I actually met Phil a couple of times. He dated one of the girls at school.
Didn't they have a kid?
That's the rumor. I don't know any of that. This is all alleged.
I heard that.
Yeah. You know that. Yeah. He was an older guy, and he dated one of the girls at the school or at the thing.
Yeah, he used to tell us how he used to climb into girls' windows when he was in
all
school.
All right. These are all things you can get sued for saying.
So you're saying best coach ever.
Yeah. But then he found God, and we used to have to pray after every baseball game.
Yeah, we had that problem at Dobson with the praying and stuff.
I just wasn't sure if he was trolling like Father Dale was.
No. And again, this is things you can get sued over and we can get in trouble for saying. I don't know him enough to know, but I did meet him, and I know he was dating a girl at the school. But I don't know how old he actually was. I just know he was out of school.
And I don't know if that was a guy, but there was someone.
I'm 40. I'm 44. I think he was about 10 years older than me. But he moved out to the Midwest to, I think, get away from all this crap. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. But you, so you went to Dobson also?
No, I went to Seton, actually.
Oh, you were down the street. And you were never touched or fondled by any of the weirdos that were hanging around our school?
No, no, he never. I think he was more after the girls. He wasn't like a
Father Dale. Oh, yeah, he went. No, Father Dale. And Father Dale was just an observer. He was like Toledo. He just watched people bang. He was like a religious cuck. He was Father Cuck. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, good luck with your COVID test.
All right, thank you. You guys have a great weekend. Right,
see you, Andy. There you go.
Oh, could you imagine? Father Cuck's here today. What?
And he wants to watch us do something. Who's in the window over there? That's Phil. Don't ignore him. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. But stop accusing people by full name on our show. Sorry, Phil.
He's in the Midwest. We're good.
Yeah, he didn't care. Who's last?
We got to fly blind because the call dropped. Right, so I'm not sure who this is.
Right, go ahead. All right. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Quincy.
Quincy? What a great name.
Yeah.
Are your parents big Jack Klugman fans?
No, it actually came from the movie Juice. My mom just liked the name. So.
From the movie Juice?
Yeah, with Tupac in it.
I know.
Well, you're not uncultured swine.
Yeah, but you don't sound like a guy whose mom would like Juice.
Come on, man.
No, it is kind of weird. I'm from the Midwest and everything, so it is kind of like a throw off there.
Are you white?
Yeah.
All right, just tell people your parents were Jack Klugman fans.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that for you guys. All right, no
worries. Yeah. My mom wanted to be a medical examiner, and the closest she ever got was watching Quincy.
Love John Quincy.
Yeah, she's a big JQA fan. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I just wanted to call in and thank you for yesterday's segment. You guys are raising the bar on this whole War of the Roses crap that's going on and exposed these hacks on the radio. I can't tell you how many people actually find that stuff entertaining. So I just wanted to say
I
appreciate all that yesterday and really, really getting the bar of entertainment raised out here.
We're trying. And all these, I didn't realize how many there were. Jeremy came back and said another station does cupcake battles. It's the exact same thing only with cupcakes. I don't understand how anybody buys this stuff or thinks it's real. But like Tripp said yesterday, it works.
Yeah.
For some reason, people love that segment. Yeah. So we're going to start it soon.
It's insane. I know so many people that I listen to, just about everything. So I'll be flipping through the radio stations, kind of to listen to a little bit of hip hop here and there. But I honestly you guys are so entertaining. When you guys had that segment, you showed that clip yesterday about your guys' call, which was actually real.
Yeah.
It had me in tears. So I just wanted to thank you guys for that. This is the most entertaining radio station I've ever listened to, and I've been a listener for 10 years.
Thanks, Quincy. We appreciate it. And, of course, you listen to hip-hop every once in a while. You got to keep it real with what your mom likes.
Juice!
Yeah.
Do you have a I'm going to make a prediction. I'm pretty good at this stuff. You have a black stepdad.
No. my wife's dad is black.
That's something. I knew that was somewhere around there that was a black guy. All right. Is his name Henry? Because he doesn't count.
No.
He's like Joe Biden black. All right. Thank you very much, Quincy. Have a great day. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
his name is Cranston.
Very nice. Cranston Hunger is also black now. Anyway, that was interesting. And the most racist part of it was the black collar. And we didn't do it this time. I teach Indians to drive, and I have lots of air freshener. I've made out with my air conditioning vent. I don't know what's going on in my neighborhood. I've stopped filming it. It happened so much. I used to film it. I'm in a hotbed of student drivers. And I'll go 20 extra miles out of my way to tailgate one or to get real close. Like I'll get my Jeep going and it'll hit like a bounce and I'm like, they're going to hate this. And then I get it like within an inch or two of their door and just look straight ahead while the student driver's losing their mind in their lane as I get like half over into their lane. I mess with student drivers. It's the best entertainment you can imagine. I used to film it on my phone and send it to Brady all the time. I got another one. Now it happens so much I don't even care. But there's a hotbed. I got like every day I could find one.
I think maybe it's because they can get a variety of driving. You can get out there and find some streets.
Yeah, Camelback's
and a couple
close.
Over, then you're in some safe areas.
Get on the freeway.
Yeah.
The best one is
everything.
Messing with student drivers on the 51 is the best because I think they're only allowed to go like 40 miles an hour. I don't even think they can get hurt if they wreck. They're going so slow. And so you just get right in front of them and downshift. Because my the Jeep is real easy to do because it's the sticks in the middle. So you just pop it and it goes boom, boom, boom. It goes down to like D2. So you get it in second gear and you're going 45 miles an hour. Your car just goes, buries itself into the ground. And then you pop it right back into drive and you speed away. There's no brake lights. Student driver loses their mind when the car in front of them just stops happened? For no reason.
Well, how do you know they're student drivers? You smell for the air freshener or what? I
mean, no. Not his. Oh, not okay.
He's
okay.
In front.
Yeah.
He's in front of
them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually there is a cart behind them with a bunch of animals and a chicken on top. That's how I know Henry's student driver. How do I learn to drive without my cart of animals? Henry, you've got to teach me the proper way.
And his car only has three wheels.
Right. Yeah, because there's a dude riding piggyback on the driver.
Facing the other way.
Yeah, he's holding the baby, and there's a guy on his shoulders. That's how I know Henry's got his Indian driving school going. People hanging off the side of the car. It makes sense. Yeah, and then there's a guy... just mouth humping the air conditioning vent. No, the ones that say student driver, they're loaded. It's like, okay, this is an invitation. And Megan hates it.
Stop it. They're trying to learn.
I'm like, well, what better way to learn than to have an asshole next to them? That's,
we're
get used to
the
it.
Skill level.
This is what reality's going to be like.
Advanced class.
And then I roll my window down. I go, you look like you suck a lot at student driver. Just ignore him.
Today, we're going to learn about road rage.
You would know.
Very good. Well played.
Keep driving, Ashley.
Yeah. Just keep driving, Ashley.
Can you imagine that now I want you to do is just cut this guy off.
Yeah, cut him off and then drop down into second gear. Your car will bury itself and then you take off. It's better when I had that stick shift in that little 350Z. I could go from fourth to first gear and that thing would handle it and then blow it back into fourth and just explode. But I'd do it to old ladies who drove slow all the time. I've gotten over that. I didn't need therapy for that. I knew that was wrong.
Yeah. Relax, D-hop.
But I was D-hopping around a little bit. I would go out of my way to do it. I chased that kid on a moped in my Armada. I must have been 2 inches off his tail because he drove by and he said, I'm glad you hate the environment so much.
That just got you. Just
like, oh, yeah. Argh! And he got in front of me. And that little moped can only go like 25 miles an hour. And I'm like, well, you're not going to have to worry about the environment much longer because you're going to be dead. And I put the front end of that Nissan on his little milk crate that he was carrying his belongings in that was bungee strapped to his stupid little bicycle. And
then
I followed
him.
Then
you found that Nissan on blocks.
No, I followed. Yeah, that's true. That is true. I followed him a good mile out of my way. And before I said, what are you doing? You're going to kill this person. He's scared to death and should be. Keep your mouth shut.
Glad you hate the environment.
And then he sped off.
F you.
And I'm like, oh.
You look like you could suck me.
Yeah, he probably did. He drove a moped. For $5, I'd get him a new milk crate for a blowjob. He'd have taken it.
By the way, Ashley, if you ever have any problems with your husband, our texters are willing to date you.
Really?
All of them.
See, somebody that I think if you have the claim by strangers, you look like you do this a lot, the whole blah, blah, blah. I'm picturing a girl whose mouth is
describe
just...
Describe her. Well, she had the head of a placostomy.
She looked like a blobfish.
But she didn't sound like she enjoyed it either or no, wanted to do it. She's like, well, we're married now. No. It's like, all right.
I think it just means she's got like Mick Jagger's mouth. That's what I picture. I don't picture a pretty woman if that's how somebody sees her. And then when she said, well, no, I'm not, then it went all back to shape back up.
So she's going to hum Sympathy for the Devil while she's going down on you or what?
People who look like they do that a lot are the ones who've had the face transplants. Their mouth doesn't fit, kind of hangs.
Like a hound dog?
Yeah, it's got hound dog mouth. It's got jowls.
Shit ain't fit.
Like Jake Rowden at Dobson High School in charge of, all right, everybody, jowls. There you go. Those are your fireside chats. We got the entertainment drill coming up next. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. 98. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.